Welcome to the America's Jobs Team podcast. Every week, we dive deep with economic development professionals on leadership and other issues challenging our industry. Our goal is to equip listeners with the knowledge to grow their impact and influence. You are America's Jobs Team, and when you get stronger, communities thrive. It's another great podcasting day here in the America's Jobs Team studio. I'm Faye Davis, and I am talking with Christina Paredes today, who is the Director of Economic Development at the Tallahassee Leon County Office of Economic Vitality. Christina has been on with us a few times, and I'm always really energized by the passion that she displays for the work that she does. So today we are going to dive into what makes her region the magnetic capital of the world. She talks us through a really cool minority and women in business initiative that they're doing over there. And we even touch on succession planning. So don't let me spoil it all for you. Let's listen into Christina right now. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the America's Jobs Team podcast. I'm super excited to be here today with Christina. And you've been on our podcast a few times, so you are no stranger to talking with us, to sharing your insights. You were on our podcast right at the beginning of the pandemic. We did a series on COVID-19 responses. So I would love to know what's been going on since then, you know, since the last time we talked to you. What's new? What's going on with you, with your region?
Oh, Faye, it seems like a lifetime ago that the last time we talked.
I know.
I mean, all of us working hard to support our small businesses for, you know, grant opportunities. We launched a revised campaign called Love Your Local to encourage people to step out and support local businesses during this time. And our project pipeline kicked back up. We had two big job announcements this year in the midst of the pandemic. A local manufacturer adding in over 240 jobs. And then just recently, we announced that an Amazon Robotics Fulfillment Center has come into Tallahassee, creating 1,000 jobs. So all that, you know, much needed good news since then, too. So we've been fairly busy here in Tallahassee.
Yeah, it sounds like it. My gosh, those are some really awesome projects. So I actually want to dive into one of your clusters you have there, because your region is home to the magnetic capital of the world. And right. You've been really, really intentional about building a cluster around this. So can you share some of your lessons learned, and what are the proudest fruits of your labor in that industry?
Yeah. So one of those companies that I talked about, Danfoss Turbocore, they are a result of our magnetic technology cluster efforts to really build something around the National Mag Lab here. So they're the ones that are expanding right there in the park, just down the road from the company. We're putting university partnerships and private sectors at the table to talk about how we can continue to build on this magnetic momentum. And one of the key things that we've learned over the time is that we have to make sure that we're educating our community on why the Mag Lab is so important to industry and why building a cluster out there to diverse our community is so important. So we've been doing some neat marketing ways to reach out to the local community. We partnered with a craft brew company on a beer that gives proceeds to STEM education in our community. And we're starting to build a new marketing campaign to not only promote internally, but promote externally to our region and nationally and internationally as well, to continue those recruitment efforts.
I love that. I'm actually sitting over here, like, thinking about your partnership with the brewery. How cool is it that you've drawn in some of that retail and that hospitality to walk alongside you in that messaging? Like, how did that happen? I want to know about that.
So it was an idea that our team came up with. One of our team members, you know, Drew Dietrich, he came up with the idea, what if we reached out to Deep Brewery here to see if they're interested in, we could do it around the same time the Mag Lab hosts their open house. They had hit their 25 year anniversary, perfect timing. So the first year was successful. The second year, not only do we have Deep at the table, but Divvy Up Socks. They're the company that makes the socks with your face on it, located here in Tallahassee. They created socks for our campaign. And then one of our print manufacturers, Target Print and Mail, also partnered with it with us to make that successful.
You guys have something really special going on over there with everybody linking arms like that. So you are doing some really cool stuff other than that too, because you're working on a cool initiative and you recently hit a major milestone with that with 300 certifications. So can you tell us a little bit more about your minority women and small business certifications and how the initiative came about and what you're seeing as a result?
So one of our priorities here in our community is economic inclusion and building upon that. We've been working on that for, you know, over 4 years, 5 years now. And when we first started the effort, we had probably maybe 100, 125 certified minority owned businesses. This means we verified they've been in business for at least a year. They're kind of bringing in less than $5 million, and we've certified that they are 51% more owned by a minority or women-owned business. And we have increased that to over 300 businesses this month, and we're very excited about that. That's our intentional efforts to help the growth of our minority and women-owned businesses here.
That's really, really cool. And how are the participants responding to that? And what is the type of do you do any other content other than the key points that you just use? Are there any like classes around it or just,
yes,
just the certification of like the key principles?
We put on industry academies. So highlighting what traditionally is a need for those businesses, whether it's bookkeeping, highlighting procurement opportunities within the county and the city, marketing. We did a month-long series. So they're hosted bi-monthly. So two series on marketing out there. We partnered with our minority chambers as well to help with that. And then the FAMU Small Business Development Center is a huge partner in helping us with technical assistance. And we also started two micro lending opportunities with our with partners here to kind of help generate capital for those businesses.
Wow. I love that. That's so, so cool. But as you're talking, right before we started recording, we were just talking about the pace of work and you know, how fast the industry has been moving lately. And especially that you've had a really good week because you've been able to get some things done that were on the back burner maybe a little bit. But one of today's concerns in our industry is that constantly increasing pace of work. So I do hear a lot about burnout and the worry about burnout, whether from the folks that we're talking with or their team. So I would love to know what you're doing for yourself to keep your motivation up and those projects moving forward.
So trying to be very intentional with the time that I am able to step away, whether that's over a weekend and having a cup of coffee on the front porch with a magazine or taking time out in the office to go over best practices from other areas so that we can continue to be innovative as a team. Mm-hmm. And then recognizing when my team members, you know, need time away from the office as well, and trying not to reach out to them and really giving them that space they need to recharge their batteries. Because at the bottom line, you know, if they, after a long weekend, they're going to come back in more engaged and more willing to be innovative and come to the table. And then flexibility too, you know, mm-hmm. especially right now with everything that's going on, recognizing, you know, their own struggles too. You know, whether for, because we just have to make sure that we're flexible and that as much as we can.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's, we're at that just a really weird time in history. I think, you know, in 10 years, we're going to look back on this and we're going to be able to pinpoint it as a turning point in how we do business and how team cultures are cultivated and created. So I think that's really important that you are recognizing that people do need a break.
Yeah.
People do need to step away. And that's where even like a little bit of that succession planning starts coming in. Like, okay, if your star jobs person steps away, if that star project manager steps away for a week, who can field those calls for a week in their absence?
Yes. Yeah. We had, we built that into our comms team. Was one thing we realized, that if she was out, there wasn't anybody else to step in and handle that. So we had to build in a backstop so that, you know, she could, there was somebody there to step in and help. Luckily our project team is so integrated that we have that built in, but there were some areas that we acknowledged that we really needed to do that. So that's a great point there, Faye.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. So my last question for you is, every time I've talked to you or that you've been on our podcast, I love how much energy and passion you have for the job. And it just feels really, really authentic. Like, I can tell that you truly just love what you do. You love your community, and you're coming up with some really, really awesome initiatives with you and your team together. So I really would love to know, what is it about economic development that keeps you coming back for more year after year?
That's a really good question. I like being able to see the change and that we're making, one job at a time in our community and the impact that has. One of my favorite things to do, they happen more on Zoom lately, but, you know, in person too now, is to get up there and to talk to people that think they know everything about Tallahassee. And, you know, traditionally you think of Florida State or FAMU Rattlers or Capital, but underneath that we have all this really neat, innovative, entrepreneurial spirit that's really driving our vitality, from, you know, the critical mass of magnetic technologies to, you know, home to some really neat IT companies, and then the growth overall that we're doing to diversify the local economy.
I love that. That's exactly what, that's exactly the type of energy that we need in economic development, is just like that joy around the overall picture of everything that you're doing. So, Christina, you are one of our North America's top 50 economic developers. And I am so excited that I got to do your interview with you today, because I just love talking to you. I love absorbing your energy. You're leaving me with a shot in the arm for the day. So I hope our listeners enjoy this interview as much as I did. So thank you for being with us. Congratulations on your award. And I hope to see you really soon.
Thanks, Faye. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on again.
Thanks for sticking with us to the very end. And again, a huge thank you to our sponsors, Research on Investment and Gazelle AI. The America's Jobs Team podcast releases episodes every week that are specifically curated for economic developers like you looking to stay in the know about industry trends, leadership development, career management, growing high-performing organizations, and so much more. So don't forget to subscribe. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Podcasts, or really any other preferred podcast outlet that you use. America's Jobs Team is audio engineered by Joshua Wieters and produced by Faye Davis.